We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Guess which former talk show host is getting called out by our forever First Lady, Michelle Obama?
And Sofia Vergara is looking for a new man, honey. Could our very own Tanner meet the requirement?
Ooh.
Ooh, probably not. Plus, Terry J. Bond has a new Netflix series titled She the People, and she's here dishing all about it. We got a lot to dish about, so
let's get this started.
All right, everybody knows our forever First Lady, Michelle Obama, is the workout queen. But y'all won't believe who tried to come for the way she does push-ups. Check this out.
I don't go all the way down. In fact, you
That's
know
okay.
who pointed that out was Ellen. Because
my like
first
Ellen.
Term, she challenged. So I'm on her show doing push-ups. I did more push-ups than her, but she still says I didn't go down all the way.
Yeah, because Ellen wasn't really going down all the way either.
Yeah, she wasn't at all.
Neither one of these women went chest to deck.
Michelle got some spider arms.
Yeah.
Those long arms.
That's hard.
Yeah.
You would think Ellen could have gone lower.
Maybe I'd have been on my knees doing the roll kind.
Yeah.
Why would Ellen ask the First Lady to do push-ups? Can you imagine?
She put little bits on her show, so like either she's gonna have somebody jump out and scare you, or there's gonna be some weird challenge.
Yeah.
And like let's just say if you messed around and scared the First Lady and she goes into like cardiac arrest.
Oh, yeah.
Like
no.
push-ups it is.
Right.
She might want to see how she go down. Who knows? I mean.
I missed that.
Mm-hmm. While honey chatting with Jason Lee, Ms. Larsa Pippen, honey, reflected on some of her past dating choices. And while doing so, honey, Larsa admitted, honey, that her brief rendezvous with 20-something-year-old NBA star Malik Beasley, who also happened to be married, honey, at the time, was a mistake. And check out why. Mm.
So when you look back on a Malik and go, that was a mistake, why do you think you didn't see it when I saw it?
Because I had COVID brain. I had just had COVID. I was stuck in my house. I hadn't gone anywhere. And he was there. And he was like on me, you know, like, let me see you. Let me come see you. Let me come see you.
But you were taking a beat over that one because he was in the NBA. And then Scotty Jr. was in the NBA. Now they're on the same team.
They had a conversation when they were on the same team and it was fine.
But I would love to be lost to honey. Mm-hmm. If this girl be going through, honey, she don't care. She get 100 from 12
said
on
he was
up.
On me. Like, let's not rehash this. I'm sure his wife, if he still has her, is not trying to hear this all over again.
Mm-hmm.
She shouldn't be somewhere talking about it constantly, because what if they've made up, you know?
Yeah. Exactly.
And wife get mad all over again.
That's so bad.
Yeah.
Mm. And also, she wanted to blame COVID.
Ain't that something?
COVID brain. What's COVID brain?
I've heard of people getting brain fog after COVID. It don't happen to everybody. Everybody's symptoms are different, but like, come on.
She lied.
You still know better.
Mm-mm.
Did he give you the vaccine? He come a little J&J?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Fix that COVID brain?
He's all on me.
Only Larsa.
Moving along, Sean Penn may ruffle some feathers with this one. While chatting on the Louis Theroux podcast, Sean revealed he believes the days of movie stars are long gone.
Jesus.
Sean said, Brad, are you worried about him?
Is he okay?
He's older now.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Sean said, I think the movie star manufacturer ran out around Jennifer Lawrence time or something. She's probably the last movie star. However, in this same discussion, he did say there are some extremely talented young actors, but when asked if he was referring to Timothy Chalamet, Sean said, I haven't seen his movies yet. Ooh, that sounds shady to me. Is that shady or is that just his assessment?
He don't watch TV no more,
that's
y'all.
His assessment.
Yeah.
He play golf.
It's interesting. I get it, the idea that movie stars are gone, because now it's almost like the character is more important than the star. It used to be about the person's name. Now it's like, who's Batman?
I mean, but there's a lot of dope people who's out there cooking. I mean, like, you know, Jonathan Majors turned in one of the greatest performances in Magazine Dreams that I've seen in quite some time. Michael B. Jordan is out here playing two completely different
people.
Not a huge name. This guy named Jimmy Simpson.
Oh, I know Jimmy Simpson.
Is incredible in everything I've ever seen him do. Like, this cast out here cooking.
Kerry Washington.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Niecy Nash. Come on now.
Sean Penn.
Well, I think he used to be.
Are you not doing nothing else?
No, I don't think he's doing a whole lot anymore.
Okay, well, Olivia Munn certainly knows how to keep a secret. During an appearance on Late Night with Seth Meyers, she revealed when she finally let her mother meet her now husband, who was her boyfriend at the time, John Mulaney, and it sounds like it was giving awkward. Mm-hmm. Check this out.
She came, and she doesn't even say hi to John. She just unzips her suitcase, takes out frozen turkeys.
Okay.
Because she's like, it's from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And I look at, she thinks it's so exciting that they're from Oklahoma. They're Butterball. Like, they're not. So anyways, she says to John, you know, it's so exciting. In my family, with all of our kids, a tradition, we put a drumstick in their hand for their first Thanksgiving when they're baby. And John's like, oh, that's cool. He says to me, hey, your mom's going to do this thing. I was like, that is not a tradition.
Oh, let your mom live, girl.
Yeah. Okay, is it a bit off to, is it weird for your parent not to have met the father of your child until that kid's born?
Yeah, don't you usually meet him?
Well, this, if memory also serves, this was a pretty quick relationship.
Yeah.
Right, didn't he? He had just gotten out of rehab. I believe he went through a divorce. They immediately began dating, and she immediately got pregnant. If memory serves, Brad.
The details were so accurate.
Right on point with that.
Unfortunately, I remember too much.
Mm-hmm. She talking about they got drumsticks in their legs in Asia when the first...
They have butterballs in Asia?
Well, in Oklahoma. Oh. My people.
Did you know that?
And I can see them not going to Oklahoma much.
You don't. You don't a whole lot. Yeah, Olivia Munn and I were actually at the same university at the same time, but I never met her. But,
Okay.
Oh, look like
what's the turkey? Give the turkey leg
that
thing.
That feels like an exaggeration.
That sounds horribly disgusting.
My mom said that on TikTok.
Yeah.
We'll probably try to just run with it. But maybe. That's what we do. Tradition.
To fit in. Yeah.
All right, baby. Now, Miss Sofia Vergara, honey, is out in these streets looking for Mr. Right. And girlfriend has a list of requirements.
Uh-oh.
And, honey, if you want a shot with her, you got to have some dinero. I know that's right. So listen to this.
The basic stuff like health and somebody that loves me.
Yeah.
And somebody tall and handsome.
She's rubbing my wrist. I'm not the one, Sophia.
I want somebody that has as much money as me or more, because if not, it's a limer, then they end up resenting
you. Yes.
But I want somebody fun.
Okay, fun. Mm-hmm.
So does Sophia have a point? When a man makes less than a woman, things get a bit sticky, and I agree.
Yeah.
I agree, honey. Men are very intimidated, honey, when a woman makes more money than them. Mm-hmm. And then they start trying to break you down. Oh, you ain't got all that. I see you with your little car and your little shoes. And that's what they do.
But women also say that to men.
Well, women can say it to men. If you ain't got no money, I'm going to let you know.
But if you have money, like, I mean, you think you're good because you got a little, because you pay your houses all paid off, it'd be going both ways.
Men try to break Gary down. They'd be like, we see you with your little car, your little beans, your little house.
Well, those men are whack.
Yeah.
Well, that's most damn men, honey, so I don't blame them, honey. You need to have more money than me. And let me put my money in the bank.
Are you talking about if the men you're dating?
No, I'm not dating nobody. I just know the men in general, like you, and head crab. No,
definitely not like me.
You know, honey, y'all just, honey, you know, doggone well, you'd be intimidated if your woman made more money than you.
I'm confident in myself. I'm absolutely not intimidated by it. I can see how someone like Sofia Vergara, like, might wind up in these situations.
Because she make a lot of money.
She has a lot of money.
So she got to meet somebody on her level, or else she's going to be taking care of him anyway.
Yeah. She had a good husband, hell. What happened to him?
I believe he wanted kids. Joe Manganiello.
He was really handsome. All right, up next, can you have too many shoes? Tom Brady seems to think so. That story and much more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back!
Hey!
So on a recent episode of Complex's Card Shopping, Tom Brady remembered a moment where he wanted to add a few pairs to his sneaker collection, but ended up getting way more than he asked for by the man, Michael Jordan himself. Mm. Take a look.
I called up my friend, Kenny Way, a member down at Grove 23, MJ's Golf Club, and I'm like, Kenny, dude, I need a hookup.
Mm-hmm.
How can I get to add some Jordans to my collection? He goes, well, what size are you? And I said, size 13. I'm on the course with MJ, and he's size 13, too. He's going to send you a few pairs. Within 2 days, I had 120 pairs shoes show up.
Wow. Now, you also noted that Jordan is someone he looks up to and calls for advice. So what do y'all think about this? That's pretty generous.
Yeah, I mean, I love that.
This is what happens when you're Tom Brady and you ask for shoes. And
you wear the same size, coincidentally. So you getting all the fly ones.
Yeah. Jordan's like, I'm trying to get these out. I got too many, you know?
Well, hell, Brett, they give you shoes.
I don't wear a size 13, though, but I do get shoes from them.
I know you do, all them Jordans. I wish I would buy a pair.
120. Like, if Michael Jordan gave me 3 pairs of shoes, they're like museum pieces. But at 120, I got to be like, all right, I am going to wear some of these. You know?
You got to figure out if you're going to, you got to give some away.
Right,
it's too many. You start gifting people.
You got to find people with mutant size feet. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You break them off.
Is 13 extra big?
It's not the norm.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, the norm is like 9, 10, maybe? Okay.
Yeah. Like, usually if you go to, like, Marshall's, there'd be a like wild, like, 13s and 14s.
Nordstrom's Rack.
Nordstrom's Rack, Gary?
They do the larger size.
Oh, okay.
I would have sent them back, but he wear them, so.
Oh, you're
not sending
them back. No, you
wouldn't have sent these back. If you ever come up on something, you call your girl.
Okay.
I'll take care of it for you.
Okay.
Okay, y'all, moving on. Natalie Portman graced the cover of Netta Porter, where she got real about her move to Paris and why she likes it better than the United States. She said, I find the people here are actually incredibly friendly. You just have to know how to interact so that we're not the ones being rude. Now, when I go back to the U.S., I'm like, oh, I would go into a store and not say hello to everyone there. It's weird. She also said they're very good at privacy there. So what do we think?
I feel like it's one of those things where maybe she's escaping fame a little bit.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
they don't know her as much.
Yeah, or they don't care as much, you
right.
know?
Yeah, a lot of celebrities move out of the U.S. I remember Tina Turner moved to London or wherever she moved to.
Sweden or something.
I hear that people are really actually nicer in London.
Oh, if you guys had to move to a foreign city, what city would you move to?
I would move to Oklahoma.
That's a state.
Oh, that's not far.
I would do Toronto because, like, Canada feel like America if someone told you about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's close enough, mm-hmm. but different.
Mm-hmm.
So you feel like you're someplace else and, you know, they got a little bit of everybody over there.
Where would you move to Canada?
Oh, I went to Munich one time and they were really nice.
Munich? Where's that?
That's in Germany, but they were, like, really happy. They're really nice people. Mm-hmm. It was Oktoberfest.
They had a lot of German beer, huh?
They sure did.
Yeah.
They sure did.
They got Oktoberfest up the street here in Georgia, though.
I know. I can't wait.
Yeah. I'll let you know what's up.
Yeah, you have a lot of time to go after September. Coming up, honey, we've got the famous Terry J. Vaughn in studio to talk about her new show, She the People. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, we've got company, so Gary, please behave yourself.
Oh,
everyone, let's welcome actress, executive producer, and director Terry J. Vaughn to Dish Nation. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yay.
Thank you for having me.
Yo, now before we dive into the deep waters, what fountain of youth are you drinking from? Is it like, you know, a daily routine, stress-free life? I mean, you look the same way you did when you played LaVita Alizé Jenkins on a Steve Harvey show back in the day.
I receive that.
Okay.
It is. Yeah. It's being kind.
Okay.
I think goes a long way. Lots of water.
Really?
Exercise. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not Dr. Nip Tuck.
What? Gary, stop. Drink a lot of water and be nice to people.
That's why Gary's aging the way he's aging.
Right, exactly.
It's the water and the nice.
Well, Sarah, now let's get into it, girl. Okay, now you've got a new series called She the People. So baby, spill the tea on it, and what is it about?
So She the People tells the story of Antoinette Dunkerson, played by myself, mm-hmm. who becomes the lieutenant governor of the state of Mississippi.
Ooh, Mississippi.
Yes, and she is a mother of 2 teenage kids. She's co-parenting with her ex-husband. So I was inspired about 7 years ago when my girlfriend, London Breed, she became the first black female mayor of the city of San Francisco. Mm. I am from San Francisco.
Oh, really? Oh.
She's from San Francisco. We both grew up in the hood in San Francisco. And just knowing her story and her journey of, you know, coming from a very underserved neighborhood and community, mm-hmm. and just working herself up, being brilliant through school and getting into politics and finally becoming the mayor of one of the richest cities in the nation. I just thought that that was such a beautiful story.
Yeah.
So that is what inspired it.
I know they had hoods in San Francisco.
You didn't? Oh, they do. Yeah, because they don't publicize it. Yeah. Because they want
they
you to just...
They just talk about the queens and stuff.
Of course. But yes, there are hoods.
Oh.
A few.
So now in the trailer, we see Lieutenant Governor Antoinette Dunkson channel her bad bitch.
Yes.
So what do I need to do, honey, to channel my inner bad bitch?
Well, it starts with the shoulder pump. You gotta pump up your shoulder. No, not like, I don't know what you're doing. Not like that. That is not shoulder pumping.
Oh,
like,
man.
Come on. This is why your bad bitch will not show up for you.
I guess so.
Yeah. No, you've muted your bad bitch.
She on time out.
She is somewhere.
I guess I never could get that hood shoulder pump.
Sorry, Gary.
I know, me too.
Not even a bankhead bounce out of this guy.
I mean,
show
you gotta pump it up. You gotta get bad bitch ready and let's go.
Oh.
No, yeah. Yours is not coming.
Whatever, hell.
Yeah,
well,
no.
So I also think I saw your husband of 17 years make an appearance in the trailer. Now, what's it like to be on set with your spouse? Because, you know, sometimes the break is work.
Yeah, no, it's amazing.
Now, did you not just say, listen, your ass ain't gonna be sitting at home while I'm filming. You gotta get a part in this show too.
No, so that's a funny story. So when Tyler sent us the scripts, because he was writing the scripts, and he sent us the scripts, and there was the character in there as my security and driver. Mm. And I was like, ding, 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 ding. I know the perfect person. Mm-hmm. So I was like, Tyler, I think I know the perfect person for this part. What do you think about this guy? And I sent him, you know, his reel. I was like, he's on the Black Hamptons. And he was like, oh my God, he's perfect for that part. And I was like, great. That's my husband, Karan. Let's get him. And he was like, perfect. It was great.
Oh, and that's up,
man.
Slick. I mean, that's nepotism. Is that nepotism?
He had to be good enough. Yeah, well, we definitely were not putting any weak links on the show.
All right.
1,000%. So if he was weak, he would not be there.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right, honey, we have more Dish Honey with Miss Terry J. Bond after the break, so make sure you stay right here.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey.
All right, now we're still dishing with our guest, Terry J. Vaughn, about her new series, She the People. So, Terry, we know in the series you're the lieutenant governor, but let's shift things a bit. Let's just say if you were the president of the United States, what new national holiday would you like to personally declare?
Ooh. I would declare a holiday for the Black Queens of America.
Oh, thank you.
That would be... No, not those queens.
Oh!
These queens.
Oh.
Yes.
The originals.
The originals. Yes.
Well, also, honey, I want to know, out of all your celebrity fans, honey, who would you pick, honey, for the following position in your cabinet?
The first person in my cabinet would be, and this is because she's going to tell you like it is, and she's going to be fun and boisterous with it, and you'll receive it because she's going to make you laugh while she gives it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Niecy Nash.
Okay. Good pick.
Uh-huh. The next person would be Derrick J.
Okay.
Because every woman on my team, will be their hair will be flawless.
Really?
You got to have a Derrick J on your cabinet.
Because she do my hair, too?
No, because you're not a part of my cabinet.
Oh.
The third person that would be a part of my cabinet is a no-brainer, is Tyler Perry.
Oh, there we go. We know he would better be up on there.
Yo, man, well, thank you so much, Terry, for coming through and spilling the tea. And please remind everybody where they can catch your new series, She the People.
1,000%. She the People will air on Netflix May 22nd.
Ooh,
so check it out.
Man, click fave, run it up. Get those views going.
Yes.
And thank you so much for tuning in. That's all the dish we got to today. Until next time, bye.
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 Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.